Meanwhile, they returned to Rameshwaram, and Vibhishan, being totally selfless and pure in heart, he said to Lord Sri Ramchandra that now the beautiful golden kingdom of Lanka is yours. The whole universe is yours. All of existence is yours. But by your mercy, this kingdom of Lanka you have reclaimed. It is being offered to you. You be our king.
According to Sri Bhagavad Gita, one can only be peaceful if one accepts, both in theory and practice, that Krishna is the proprietor of everything that exists. To apply this principle means to utilize everything according to Krishna's desire for his pleasure.
But Ram told Vibhishan that in order to set the proper standard for humanity, I do not want it to appear that I have waged this great war against Ravana's dynasty to take his wealth and kingdom. Yada yada hi dharmasya agla nirbhavati bharata avyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyam. Ram said, I want to show the world that I have come to re-establish dharma. Paritranaya sarudam vinashaya chatuskratam. And in order to establish dharma, we have to protect the religious and we have to destroy the irreligious. I have not come for any gain, for any kingdom, but I have come to reveal the truth. Vibhishan, you, I desire to be the king of Lanka. Ram ordered Lakshman to perform the Abhishekam to coronate Vibhishan as the king of Lanka. Sri Ram Chandra ki jai! And you can see the beautiful pictures on these walls show the wonderful pastimes. There is Vibhishan, after performing tapasya in the forest, getting bhakti as a blessing from Lord Brahma. In this beautiful painting, we see Ravana furiously rejecting Vibhishan, and Vibhishan trying to help his brother, trying to be his well-wisher. But when he saw that his brother was so stubborn, he would not listen to good reason, ultimately he had to leave him. And here we see the monkey soldier of Ram's army suspiciously wondering why this Rakshas is coming. But Hanuman is pointing out that I know who he is. He is a great bhakt. And in this picture is this very site where we are now present. Vibhishan is surrendering to Sri Ramchandra, and Ramchandraji accepting him as his eternal servant. And in the last painting, we see Ramchandra bestowing his auspicious blessings upon Vibhishan as Lakshman is coronating him as king. So let us celebrate this wonderful, wonderful holy place in our presence here by offering a prayer that we could, following in the footsteps of the great Vibhishan, against all obstacles, dedicate our life to the truth. Despite all social pressures, family pressures, even risks of our life, we should live for the truth. And what is the truth? That we are all the eternal servants of Sri Ram, and we should offer the best of our lives in his loving service by always thinking of him, by always chanting his holy name. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So when the real eternal consort of the Lord, Sri Sita Devi, was brought back to Sri Ram, they were reunited, and very soon after that, they returned to Ayodhya. Their 14-year exile was complete, and when they entered Ayodhya, there was a grand and wonderful celebration.
Sri Ramchandra fulfilled the prayers of his beloved devotees by freeing the world from the demoniac grip of Ravana and his Rakshasa assembly. Ravana was especially proud to ride upon the aerial plane that he had stolen from Kubera of the name Pushpaka. At the demise of Ravana, Pushpaka was offered to Sri Ram, along with Sita and Lakshman, accompanied by his beloved devotees Hanuman, Sugriva, Vibhishan, Jambavan, others. Sri Ram rode upon the Pushpaka on his celebrated return to Ayodhya. They stopped at Kishkindha, and according to Lord Ram's promise, they stopped at Prayag to visit Bharadvaj Muni. The great sage welcomed Ram with a heart full of love. It was from there, at the confluence of the rivers Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, that Sri Ram sent Hanuman to be his special messenger to bring the good news to the residents of Ayodhya that the 14 years of his exile have expired and he was returning home. Lord Ram, the very embodiment of humility, respect, following all etiquette perfectly, with due consideration of the thoughts and feelings of everyone concerned, he sent Hanumanji first to Nandigram. In Chitrakoot, Bharat, with a genuine heart of love for Ram, begged, appealed, pleaded that he could remain in the forest for 14 years and that Ram return to sit upon the throne of Ayodhya. But Sri Ram, who had his higher purposes to fulfill, sent Bharat back. But there was no possibility of this great devotee Bharat sitting on the throne of his beloved master. Rather, he offered the Lord those beautiful wooden sandals ornamented with gold. Ram placed his feet on those sandals, and Bharat had a royal procession from Chitrakoot back to Ayodhya in honor of Sri Ram's sandals. For the next 14 years, Sri Ramchandra's sandals sat on the throne in the kingdom of Ayodhya. Bharat, out of his love, considered that it was impossible for him to accept anything more than what Ram was receiving in the forest. Therefore, to express his love For that entire 14 years, Bharat remained here at Nandigram. He matted his hair, only wore the bark of trees and the skin of the antelope. For the whole 14 years, he never ate anything but the wild roots that grew in the ground of this forest. He had his ministers come here, and he would dispatch them. And each day, he would give his report in submission to Sri Ram, who was represented by his sandals. Lord Ram sent Hanuman to Nandigram with a very, very special mission. Tell Bharat that today I am returning to Ayodhya. I will first come to meet you in Nandigram. Carefully watch the expressions of Bharat. Listen attentively to the intonations of how he speaks, what he speaks. Look into his eyes and see his facial expressions to evaluate his reaction. If you see that Bharat is in any way attached to being the king of Ayodhya, or ruling as he is, then we will allow this great and pious descendant of Raghu to remain throughout his life the king of Ayodhya. But if you see that he genuinely wants me to come back and sit on the throne, only then will I accept his service. Sri Hanumanji, with the speed of the wind, he came from Prayag to Nandigram. He had been here once before. It is said that when Sri Hanumanji was bringing the mountain with the herbs from Himalayas back to Sri Lanka to help cure Lakshman, at that time Bharat did not know who or what this was, so he stopped him. When he learned that this was Hanumanji, the beloved devotee of Ram, the two of them, weeping and crying in love for one another, embraced. On this day, Hanumanji returned with the most joyful news. The exile is finished. Today only, within the hour, Ram will be coming here to Nandigram to meet you and the citizens of Ayodhya. Bharat heard this. His whole condition was transformed. Hanuman first saw him. He was emaciated. He was wearing only antelope skin and the bark of trees. 14 years of matted hair means lots of matted hair on his head. He was emaciated from practically never ever eating anything. For 14 years he suffered immense separation from Sri Ram. There was no happiness at all in his life. The citizens of Ayodhya were so faithful to the king that they felt guilty to accept anything beyond what the king was accepting. So the whole citizenship of Ayodhya, everyone was performing severe tapasya. No one would accept any forms of sense gratification. Until Sri Ram returned. Hanuman saw Bharat in this lamentable situation. But the moment Bharat heard the news that Ram is coming within this very hour, his face became bright, his eyes sparkled, smiling and shedding tears, not of separation, but tears of joy. Bharat was speechless. Hanuman knew the heart of Bharat. Bharat asked Hanumanji, "Please tell me, I have not heard anything about Ram, practically at all, for the past 14 years. Please tell me, what are the pastimes of my Lord?" It was here at Nandigram that Sri Hanuman spoke Ramayana. He described with great detail from the time that Bharat left Sri Ram in Chitrakoot, his travel through the forest, the meeting of Suphanaka, the kidnapping of Sita, the Thayu's Leela. He described so nicely the alliance that the Lord made with the Vanara dynasty headed by Sugriva, the battle of Sri Lanka, the coronation of Vibhishan, and now your beloved Lord Sri Ramchandra is at the ashram of Bharadraj Muni with Sita Lakshman and his devotees ready to return. In rapt attention, Bharat, weeping tears of love, heard the narration of Sri Ram's pastime. Bharat then said to Shatrughna, who was there performing tapasya with him for that 14 years, "Tell the citizens of Ayodhya there should be royal reception for Sri Ram. Let the Brahmins light their fires again after 14 years. Let them chant their Vedic mantras. Let the women be singing. Let there be garlands of flowers decorating every building and palace of Ayodhya. Let the monkey and the elephants be decorated with royal attire. Bring out all of the insignias for the king. Have the musicians playing auspicious music and the dancers dancing. Have all of the streets washed with scented waters. Have all of the citizens of Ayodhya give up their 14 years of grief and separation and decorate themselves with their most luxurious clothes and smiles on their faces, carrying auspicious offerings in their hands to greet Sri Ram." Practically the whole of Ayodhya all assembled here at Nandigram to get the first glimpse of Sri Ram on his return. Sumitra, Kaikeyi, Vishishta Muni, and innumerable citizens were all assembled
And then on the day of Diwali, they happened to come back into Ayodhya. It was a grand celebration. The citizens were all waiting for him. They had beautiful lamps of their love lit to welcome Sri Ram back to his eternal home. Ram, Sita, and Lakshman returned to Ayodhya, along with Vibhishan and Hanuman and Sugriva and Jambavan and so many of his other dear devotees. There was joyous celebration, the return of Sri Ram to Ayodhya. Can we even imagine the anticipation within their hearts, waiting for that first sight of Sri Ram to return? Who do you think it was that was the first person to catch a glimpse of the Pushpaka chariot in the sky on the horizon? It was Hanumanji. He saw Pushpak with Sita, Ram, and Lakshman sitting in the front. Immediately, with tears of love, he rejoiced. Sri Ram has come! Sri Ram has come! Sri Ram is returning to Ayodhya! And everyone looked up, and there they saw in a distance the effulgent form of the Supreme Personality of God. As he was coming closer, Bharat, he fell in the dust of this place to offer his prostrated obeisances. As Ram was descending from the sky, Bharat was offering him puja. He offered water to wash his feet. He offered achman to wash his mouth. He offered Madhupark. Then Bharat offered all the royal arti paraphernalia to Sri Ram as he was descending on the Pushpaka. As Sri Ram was coming closer and closer and closer, the vision of him was becoming clearer to the residents of Ayodhya. There were cheers, crying of love after 14 years of painful separation. It was here at Nandigram that Sri Ram's chariot came down to the earth. Bharat, Shatrughna, the beloved brothers of the Lord, approached him. Bharat, in ecstasy, he fell to the ground, offering his heart and soul to his prostrated obeisance. It was here, after 14 long years, that Sri Ram personally lifted Bharat from the ground and embraced him. Both of them with matted hair, clad with tree bark and the skins of animals, barefooted. When the citizens of Ayodhya saw Sri Ram and Bharat embracing, their joy knew no bounds. Not only did they embrace, but their love for each other was expressed through the trembling of their bodies and the flowing of incessant tears from their eyes. Lakshman and Shatrughna embraced. Shatrughna also fell at the feet of Ram, and Ram embraced him. The joyous reunion had finally come.
Kaushalya and Sumitra were both emaciated. They never were even able to eat properly due to 14 years of suffering, the agony of separation from Sri Ram Lakshman. What to speak of the departure of their husband Dasarath? It may be asked, why after Dasarath left this world, why did Sumitra and Kaushalya, not grieving in separation from their husband, enter into the fire of his funeral? That was generally the standard. Because a woman, unable to bear the separation from her husband, wanted to be with him, so entered into the flame in the funeral pyre. However, Kaushalya and Sumitra, they were feeling intense pain from Dasarath, but inconceivably greater than that was the intense pains they were feeling from Ram. And they did not enter into the flames of their husband's funeral pyre because they wanted to be here after 14 years to greet Ram and see him once again. And also they knew that for them to be here would give pleasure to Ram. And ultimately, all rituals, all the Vedic cultural rules and regulations are ultimately only meant to give pleasure to the Lord. And they can be accepted or rejected according to what pleases Sri Ram most. After 14 long years here at Nandigram, Sri Ram and Lakshman and Sita saw their mothers, Kaushalya and Sumitra, as well as Kaikeyi, who they had already in Chitrakoot offered their complete forgiveness for her offenses. And once she came out of the spell of the illusion that she was victimized by, her natural love for Sri Ram was also restored. Sri Ram, Lakshman and Sita approached Kaushalya, who was crying with motherly love. The fulfillment of all of her dreams had come about. For that 14 years, the only thing that kept Kaushalya alive was the expectation of this moment. Ram, Lakshman, Sita Devi, with great love and affection, touched the lotus feet of Kaushalya and Sumitra. Kaushalya, bursting with joy, embraced her beloved Sita Devi as they cried tears upon each other. Vishishtha Muni and others came forward to offer auspicious blessings to Sri Ram on his return. Bharat stood before Sri Ram with folded palms, love overflooding his heart. He spoke, "My worshipable brother Sri Ram, this kingdom is yours. On your behalf, as your representative, I have ruled this kingdom for the past 14 years. But please know, it is your property. Like a calf trying to carry the burden that is meant for a full-grown bull. Like a crow trying to do the work of a swan, I have attempted to do your service here in Ayodhya. But today, I am like
an insignificant candle, and you have appeared like the rising sun. Knowing my insignificance, we offer your rightful kingdom back to you. Please accept it, and once again sit on the throne of Ayodhya. Sri Ram, very pleased with the genuine offering of Bharat, he smiled and said, "So be it." Listen carefully, please. At that time, Bharat went to bring the wooden sandals of Sri Ram. They were brought on procession from the palace of Ayodhya. It was here at Nandigram that Bharat, with tears of love in his eyes, he bent down to place those wooden sandals before the lotus feet of Sri Ramchandra, asking him to accept it. To the ecstatic joy of all the inhabitants of Ayodhya, that cherished moment had finally come. Lord Sri Ramchandra placed his worshipable lotus feet upon those sandals. Sri Ramchandra Bhagavan Ki! Bharat then called the royal barbers to come to remove the matted hair from Sri Ram, as well as Lakshman. Kaushalya, Sumitra, Kaikeyi, and their assistants personally disentangled the matted hair of Sita Devi. They bathed Sri Ram, Lakshman, and Sita with fragrant waters and anointed them with oils. Then they decorated their bodies with most luxurious garments and ornaments. Bharat then called for Sumantra, Dasarath Maharaj's personal charioteer, with the royal chariot of the king. Sumantra appeared. Bharat personally took the hand of Sri Ram to escort him to sit on the royal chariot. Sita Devi and Lakshman also stood on that chariot. Bharat, in the mood of a most humble menial servant, he accepted the role of the charioteer holding the reins. For the great joy of all the citizens of Ayodhya, the procession was about to begin. Sri Ram looked at Pushpaka and told him, "I have no need for you anymore. You return to Kuvera." Pushpaka then took leave and returned to the heavenly abode of Kuvera. The honor of Sri Ram is he would never accept for himself that which was the property of another. By Bharat's order, Vedic hymns were being chanted, kirtan was loudly resounding in all directions. Bharat pulled the reins and began the procession from Nandigram to Ayodhya. On the chariot, Bharat was charioteer. Lakshman and Vibhishan were on both sides of Sitaram, fanning them with chamara. And Shatrughna, he was standing, holding the royal umbrella or canopy over Sri Sitaram. Slowly they moved through these roads. As they entered deeper and deeper into Ayodhya, the people rejoicing, celebrating the coming of the Lord,
It was festival of all festivals. Sita Devi very shyly was looking at her beloved's lotus feet. Ram was looking in the eyes of each of the citizens, smiling upon them and offering his most auspicious blessings.